Governor McDonnell said his primary concerns were with the Senate's plan, which passed along a party-line vote, unlike the House plan, which passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, 86-8. Tucker Martin is spokesman for Governor Bob McDonnell.
He cannot in good conscience sign a bill that he knows does not comply with state and federal law and does not have a reasonable chance of receiving preclearance under the Voting Rights Act. A bill like that, if signed, could subject Virginia to a lot of costly and unnecessary litigation. So the governor believes it's important that the General Assembly pass another bill. What he's interested in are the same things that he's been interested in from the start, and that is he thinks districts need to be compact and contiguous. He thinks there needs to be a very limited deviation in population among the district, meaning the districts have the same amount of people as closely as you can. And also he wants to see bipartisan support.
The House and Senate will reconvene today to consider the governor's veto. Though according to comments Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw made to the Washington Post, the Senate Democrats intend to essentially pass the same plan. He continued to say that should the governor veto the proposal a second time, the Senate would not offer another draft. This would leave the power to draw Virginia's state legislative districts to state courts. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.